So I just want to encourage you or exhort you with a simple thing that we shared in the beginning of this year. And so I want to ask you, what is this year that God has asked us to call? The year of God's? I can't hear you. The year of God's favor and blessing. How many of you enjoyed God's favor and blessing this year? Amen. Hallelujah. So I just want to just remind you and exhort you in that one word once again towards the second half of this year. And I'm going to title the message, I am a favor finder. Look at somebody and say, I'm a favor. I'm a favor finder. I'm a favor finder. Amen. I'm a favor finder. Praise the Lord. Some of you need to say it with faith. I'm a favor finder. Now, favor is everywhere. But you will only find it when you look for it. You need to train your eyes to see God's favor. You just need to find, live, flow in God's favor. Isn't it amazing when we look for something, we find it? You know, when I was picking up my first car, when God blessed me with my first car, and I was looking at a Ford Icon. And let me tell you, because I was reading about it, looking for it, every time I would go out into the road, even though there were many cars, I would always find a Ford. Because I was looking for it. You could find it when you went to somebody's house, when you went to the market, when you went to church, when you were just driving down the road, because you were looking for it. And God's favor begins to abide within you and flow through you, and you begin to live in it when you begin to look for it. And when you look for it, you will find it is everywhere. Sometimes you need to look for God's favor even in the most difficult situations of your life. Maybe your marriage is falling apart. Maybe it's already apart. Maybe you feel alone. Maybe you are disillusioned with life. Maybe your finances have gone for a dip. Maybe your doctor has given you a negative report about your health. Maybe something bad happened to you. You will find God's favor amidst all that if you look for it. When you look for it, you will find favor will increase within you and flow within you. How many of you know that favor cannot be earned? It cannot be achieved. You have God's favor because of what Jesus did for you on the cross. You cannot earn it, you cannot achieve it, but you can find God's favor operating through your life, and you flowing in it, and you enjoying the blessing of it when you look for it. Look for somebody and say, look for the favor of God in your life. Look for the favor of God in your life. Look for the favor of God in your life. You know, I have an interesting thing written here, which I try to practice now. And that is whenever I pray, I try to start my prayer not with a please. Never start your prayer with a please. But always with a thank you. Every time you go to pray and you're praying, Lord, please help me with this. Please do something for my life. Please, Lord. You know, you got it wrong. But every time when you go in for prayer, when you can say, Lord, I thank you for all that you've done in my life. Thank you, Lord, for what just happened. Thank you for the word that was there last week. Thank you for every little blessing that you've given. You know, it is amazing. You will just begin to tap into the blessings of God and find favor that has been surrounding you. And you will begin to magnify and glorify God. And when you begin to thank Him, the overflow of that thankfulness will create an overflow of God's favor just flowing through your life. I want you to remind in the second half of the year, the favor that God gives you is not for your convenience, but for His kingdom. Sometimes we look for God's favor so things can be easier. You go to the supermarket, you don't want to stand in the line, and you say, Lord, help me, let me find favor, Lord, let this cashier just call me from behind the line. But sometimes when you're just standing in the line, you meet somebody who just needs the love of God just in front of you or behind you, and suddenly you find, you speak a few words to that person, and that person is born again to the kingdom of God, or comes for prayer, or is touched by the mercy of God, and that's God's favor operating through you. Where many people mistake in life is that they think favor is for their convenience. It is to think, make their life easier. Let me tell you, God will do that for you. Are you with me? But favor basically is not for that. It is for God's kingdom. It's not for your convenience. Praise the Lord. So I got this description of favor. We will have it on the board next week. The guarantee of His presence and the provision of His power to accomplish His special purpose through our lives. I repeat, some of you are not that fast. You were never that fast in school, and you're never that fast. Some of you need to learn from Quick Gun Murugan. I just heard that title. I don't know who he is. You know? But what I'm trying to tell you is, you just need to be quick with something that you need to just write down here. The guarantee of His presence and the provision of His power to accomplish His special purpose through your life. Can you say that with me? So you will remind, you will remember this. God's favor is the guarantee of His presence and the provision. I can't hear you. And the provision of His power to accomplish His special purpose through my life. Amen. Now look at somebody again and say, I'm a favor finder. Amen. Praise the Lord. So three things. And before that I say the three things, I want you to look at five scriptures. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 9. In case you think that I'm not spiritual enough because I didn't open up the message with a scripture, let me quote you five scriptures. Leviticus 26, verse 9. For I will have favor unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Somebody say amen to that. Psalms 5, verse 12. Psalms 5, verse 12. It says there, thy favor shall be like a shield. Thy favor shall be like a shield around me. Amen. How many of you believe that favor is not behind you? Favor God gives you is all around you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Walking out of this place, hearing this message on the net, going out from your home, going out from your office, let me tell you, favor of God is all around you. God shields you with favor. God covers you up with favor. God surrounds you with favor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You will find it when you look for it. Amen. Psalms 84, verse 11. Psalms 84, verse 11. It says there, for the Lord God is sun and shield. The Lord will give you grace and favor, and no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Somebody say amen to that. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4. It's just after the Psalms. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4. It says there, so that you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Amen. Favor before God and man. And some of you are saying this is only in the Old Testament. So into the New Testament. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. You will always find some guy who is smarter than you in the Bible. Some guy who is more critical and judgmental, who is looking for a mistake theologically in your preaching. Somebody to say something wrong while you're preaching. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let there be not too many of them in the congregation. I pray, Father, praise. Hallelujah. But in case somebody is looking for a scripture from the New Testament, it is Acts chapter 2, verse 47. The early church praising God and having favor with all the people. Are you with me? The early church having favor with all the people. The Gospel of Luke chapter 2 speaks about Jesus growing in favor before God and man. When the favor of God is upon your life, you don't get up in the morning wondering. You have a different vocabulary. You don't get up in the morning wondering, what bad is going to happen to me today? The way things are going in my life, I wonder, what's going to happen in my life bad? When you find favor upon your life, you're going to get up. It's going to change your vocabulary. It's going to change your mindset. You're going to get up even in the stormiest days of your life and say, what's kind of good that's going to happen amidst the storm? Are you with me? Your vocabulary changes. Your mindset changes. Sometimes you've gone through disappointments, discouragements, failures in your life, and you begin to have this kind of thought process in your head. This is the story of my life. Everything that can go wrong goes wrong. Some of you have this testimony, wonderful testimony, which you say unto the glory of the devil. Wherever you go, you begin to say, everything that can go wrong has gone around wrong in my life. But your story changes. You get up and you begin to say, amidst the storm, God, it's going to do something. There is going to be a way in the wilderness. There's going to be rivers in the desert. God is going to provide me with manna in the wilderness. God will take care of me. He's a God who is for me and not against me. Your vocabulary changes. If you understood that, put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus today. You are a favor finder. So the first point that I want you to remember is the point which says, open your mouth and say, expect. You should frame your world with favor. It is that special something from God. It is the God factor in your life. In the Old Testament, Ruth found favor. Esther found favor, and that saved an entire nation. Moses found favor. Nehemiah found favor. What happens to some people is that they begin to say, I don't believe in it. I don't see it happen in my life. I've had too many bad things happen in my life. Well, if you don't believe it, I pray the favor that is on your plate will come into my plate. Are you with me? I would rather eat the favor of God that's upon your plate if you won't eat it. When favor hits you, you begin to say, even when bad things happen, you know somehow deal with it. Everything happens for the good for those who love Jesus Christ. Everything that's gone bad in my life, everything somehow will turn it around for the good because I love Jesus Christ. God will work it around for my good. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. When you are under favor, sometimes Goliath might come in front of you. You don't say, oh my God, look at this mighty giant in front of me. Something is blocking my blessing. Something is stopping my blessing. Look at this huge Goliath in front of me. No, when favor hits your life, you begin to say, this is my opportunity for a victory. This is my opportunity to see the marvelous move of God. This is my opportunity to see the blessing of God in my life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, some of you are not expecting favor anymore. You lost that innocence. God has done so many good things for you, and God is still doing so many good things for you, not in the past tense, even in the present. But you just fail to recognize it. When you remember initially when you came to Jesus for the first time, you had this innocence about you where you were excited about everything. You were just grateful coming into a church like this because you had never seen something like this. I mean, just hearing the word of God for the first time, it's like, wow, can somebody preach like that? That's God's word. You're excited. Or somebody praying in tongues, you got excited. What is that? I can't understand it, but people seem to be so passionate in worshiping God. I want to be a part of it. Oh, look at those songs. Look at those kids worshiping the Lord. I also want to be part of it. There was an innocence. But as the time passed by, somehow, you think it's just a part of the package. Yeah, yeah. You remember the first time God ever used you, you would have been just grateful being a parking attendant out there. Or just putting in the chairs and cleaning up the chairs and taking a glass of water to a servant of God. I don't know about you, but you were just excited. It was a huge thing. You didn't take it for granted. You were just excited. You had this innocence where you said, thank you, Lord. When you prayed, and you said, it was raining outside, but thank God I got an umbrella. But over a period of time, what happens to most people is that they don't expect it anymore. They begin to have this attitude. It's a part of the package. Yeah, I'm entitled to it. Yeah, it's a nice church. Yeah, we've been going there for years. It's good. Yeah, yeah. We got our own way of doing things for God. Yeah. That's a very dangerous place to be in. Are you with me? Somehow the Holy Spirit wants some of you to come back to that innocence where the softness of heart, the first time when you just got up and knelt down by your bedside with the Bible and said, Jesus, and you felt good. You'd never done that in your life. 20 years of your life, maybe you were just fooling around, but the first time you heard the gospel and you put away your cigarette packet and your drinks and you just knelt down and said, Jesus. And that felt good. The first time you said, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. I ask your forgiveness. And you just felt forgiven. And you said, Lord, I thank you. Remember that? Some of you have to expect again the favor of God in your life. Are you with me? You are too grumpy. You are too grumpy. You are too disgruntled. You are too negative, too cynical, looking at and saying, I don't find God in it. You forgot the path in which you walked and came to church. The second point in a favor finder is recognize. Open your eyes and say, recognize. Say that, recognize. Recognize. Some of you need to have your eyes open to see the opportunities that God has given you. Just to see the opportunities that God has given you. You just need to recognize it. It's right in front of you sometimes. I see sometimes people, you know, they go for a convention or a biblical crusade or whatever, and they see a man of God come in. And they see the servant of God come in, and suddenly they look at the car that he's driving in. And they say, oh my God, he came in a Rolls Royce. He came in a... I mean, they didn't see the man of God who was carrying the anointing and the presence of God and the word that God had for them. All they could look at is, my God, he's driving a Merc. Is he one of those prosperity preachers? He's got a super bike. Or have you seen children? You want to take them for a cricket match or You know, you want to take them for a football match, and sometimes you have Sachin Tendulkar standing there, and suddenly Sachin Tendulkar meets with you, and you know, you are in the VIP box, and he comes in there, and somebody, he shakes your hand, and you're taking a, and you say to the kid, "Hey, listen, Tendulkar," and the kid says, "Appa, popcorn. Appa, popcorn. Here is a great opportunity to click a snap with Sachin Tendulkar." But all that you can think of is that popcorn. And you fail to recognize. And there are so many of you sitting here. Favor is all around you. Favor is like a shield. It shielded you from hundreds and millions of diabolic attacks and, you know, kind of bondages and demonic plans and mindsets, and you don't recognize it. All that you can think of is your little popcorn and somebody's little negative word that somebody spoke over your life when God has been good to you. Say, "Lord, help me to recognize your goodness in my life. I am a favor finder." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God will give you the favor you need in the season that you are in. That's what recognize means. God will give you the favor you need in the season you are in. I want you to say that with me. That is very beautiful. That is something powerful. God will give me the favor I need in the season I am in. Amen. When you are a single person, you need favor just to build your character and keep your life and serve God and all that. God will give you that. When you're married, God will give you the favor that you need in that season of your life. When you have children, God will give you the favor that you need in raising up those kids. When you have grandchildren, God will give you the favor that you need in that season of your life. Are you with me? In any season of your life, God will give you the favor that you need for that season. Ah, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You remember when we were just 10 people or 20 people, all that we needed was just a sound cube, you know, the cube and an initial keyboard. Both of them together would have come to about 5,000 rupees at that time. But it was a huge amount. We really fasted and prayed for favor. We didn't know that we couldn't achieve it with fasting and prayer. But we really, really prayed. But that was all that was needed then. Can you imagine now with the amount of people that come in and people who are watching us through the nations of the world on the net? Just having a cube and a mic. Are you with me? We have almost 35 buses coming in with people on Sunday mornings. Remember the first time we had to go for a convention, we didn't have a car of our own at that time. Ministry. Didn't have a vehicle. And we just borrowed a vehicle from one of our friends who would come for the prayer to go to Kottayam to do a ministry. 7-8 of us would just somehow squeeze in. But that was favor then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now when nations open up, sometimes I look at my life and I say, "Lord, a different season." He gives you the provision, the favor that is needed for your season. So that, you know, when I had to travel the first time, a few times abroad, an economic class ticket was fine, good. Even now I'm happy with it. I don't have a problem. But sometimes I remember one time we were having a 10-day fasting here. And I'm fasting. And then I have to travel to US and from there to Brazil. So 10-day fasting prayer. And amidst that, one of the days I had to fly to Delhi for my visa, come back here, preach the next day. And after the meetings were over, had to fly out from here to US. I got on the plane there, and drove to the, my brother's place. From there, within a gap of 3 to 4 hours, you know, I had to just have a bath, get on the car, and travel to Virginia, to Bishop Wiley's place. Travel all the way. That's like from going from here to Bangalore. Travel all the way. And amidst the travel, you're changing the suit. I mean, you're dressing up for the meeting. The last day of a convention, he wants you to be the preacher. And they've been in the meeting, changing your suit. You're stopping by a wayside place to eat. A quick breakfast, changing your suit, and praying in the spirit. Cold, your body's tight, standing there. They take you right up to the pulpit. And I still remember, I walk onto the pulpit. And he's given me this grand welcome, and he's saying the Benin of India has come, and you know, the last day of the crusade, and everybody's expecting him to be sitting there. I walk into the pulpit, I open my Bible, I've got my notes here, I got a fantastic message prepared up, I'm all full of the Holy Ghost. I'm standing there, I open the scripture, and my mind goes blank. And every man of God, a person who have come, different pastors from different places who had just come, you know, he had tried to market me. You know what I mean? In a nice way. So all the people, they're sitting there. And I'm saying, oh boy, I'm letting down this man of God. I'm letting down this crusade, the last day of a convention. And I remember, after that I asked the Lord, I said, son, I wanted you to fly in business class, take good rest, and be fresh enough for the meeting. But you didn't apply faith, I had the favor wait for you. Not for my convenience, are you with me? Believe me, I've stepped out for Jesus Christ. I'm grateful to God. If I have to sleep on the floor and just eat of the rod, I would rather serve Jesus Christ with my whole life. The picture is, when God's favor is upon you, it is for, not for your convenience, but to establish His kingdom, further His purpose, further His name, glorify His name, and He will move you to different seasons of life. Praise the Lord. The resources that you need as a single person, now the constraint for me is time. And I need God's favor to, you know, okay, I just got a little bit of time, so much of things that you need to do for God and for the people. So where can I save time? Okay, let's go. Expect, the second one is, recognize your season and the favor that God has got for you for that season. The third one is, it will do you no good in your life if God surrounds you with favor and you don't respond. The third word is respond. Open your mouth and say respond. Open your mouth and say that again. Respond. Respond. Amen. In other words, that word means give yourself to obedience. Like I said, favor is not earned, but you put yourself in a position where you can receive it. You're not trying to manipulate and control situations, but you're just doing what God wants you to do. And goodness and mercy follow you. Are you with me? You're not saying, Lord, I just want you to, you know, I mean, you're just not trying to figure out a way and manipulate a situation. You're not trying for all that. You're just doing what God wants you to do. And goodness and mercy follows you. He is your shepherd. You follow Him. For you to flow in the favor of God, are you doing what God wants you to do? And are you trying to be who God wants you to be? If you're just trying to be who God wants you to be, and do what God wants you to be and do, the favor will just flow through you, will get richer and thicker in your life. Let's close our eyes in prayer.